hear much out of the other and so forth. I'm not neglecting you if I don't talk to you. I just don't hear you. I don't understand you.
If it were blessing your heart.
But I will tell you one thing. I have been born again.
Amen.
That's one thing that I know for sure.
Lacey.
I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know.
Yeah.
I told my wife, ever since Sunday before last, I guess it was at church, they sung a song, and I'd hear this song ever since I've been going to church. But Freddy hit got on my mind what the song was saying. I once was in Egypt, but I'm living in Canaan now.
Yeah.
And they making out like that Canaan means they got over into heaven.
Yeah.
But I was sitting around today reading in my Bible.
Yeah.
When they crossed over and got over in Canaan, all hell broke loose on them then.
Yeah.
When you get born again, all hell breaks loose on you.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it'll get rough with you. The devil's come to make war with you.
Yeah.
And he'll do everything he can to stop you, to slow you down. Destroy you, whatever he can, that's what he'll do.
Sure.
I'm going to be reading a few scriptures out of Psalms 142, and go to Luke 16. I wanted to get around this. I've been trying 2 days to find something that's one way to get around this, but the Lord won't let us get around it, David. Just got to preach to it. I want to say a few things. I noticed in the fourth-page paper last Friday, on the front page, they put it on a great big old picture where the first draft beer was sold.
Listen.
In Fort Payne.
Mm-hmm.
And Thursday was also a national prayer day. And there was a few folks gathered around the courthouse at Fort Payne and prayed. Guess where they had that at? Way over on the back of the
room. Yeah, right.
Listen.
Yeah.
This world is kind of getting me aggravated. Brother Lester Rowlaw preached a message one time. I got to have. I'm gonna preach in a minute, Lord. But I've got a message at the house, and at the title of it is I'm mad. He said he wouldn't give a nickel for a cow pasture for a preacher that wouldn't get mad.
Uh-huh.
And what he's talking about, getting mad at sin.
Yeah.
And fight it with everything that you've got. Now, I don't know where all I'll go this week. Maybe out the door right pretty quick. I don't know. But whatever the Lord gives me, I'm going to preach it. I've not got much longer to be here, so I'm going to preach what little I can preach. Amen. I noticed in the scripture, a preacher talking to him while I go on telephone. Now you listen to this. Right over here at Rome, Georgia, they have stopped preachers from preaching in the nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
Preacher went over there last Sunday, him and his wife, to sing and preach, and they told him no more preaching and singing here in this nursing home. You know, we're really getting worse than what we think. I don't know. There's a lot of churches that way, though. Of course, they don't have no preaching in them either. Amen. But in Psalms chapter number 142, if you want to turn there just for a few verses, and I just want to leave a thought with us tonight. Probably won't be here. Y'all get through in time to go home, maybe go to work. But Psalms 142 and verse number 4. David said, I looked on my right hand, and behold, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. Now go to Luke chapter number 16, very familiar scripture. And I just read a few verses. I'll start at verse number 14 and read the rest of the entire chapter. And the Bible says here in Luke 16 and verse 14, and the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him. And he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. Now, boy, don't that tear that Roman road up. Amen. God bless your heart. And amen. He says, easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail. Whosoever putteth away his wife and marrieth another committeth adultery. Whosoever marrieth her that is put away from her husband committeth adultery. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dog came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angel into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flames. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. And then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou would send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come unto the place of torment. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. You may be seated if correctly reading these few verses of Scripture. Amen. I've tried my best all day for the last couple of days to get around this. Tonight, but I'm just going to preach what God give me. Amen. Bless your heart. Lord laid a thought on my heart and on my mind. And God, on who cares if I go to hell? Who cares if I go to hell? And I'd say tonight, this crowd sitting here, they some, I probably that has not, I've got your salvation, I'm nailed down, got anchored in the Lord Jesus Christ. How you say, preacher, I go to church every time the doors is open. I bless your heart. Every time I come off my porch, I walk through the carport, but it don't make me an automobile. How you can come to church, and God, every time the doors is open, and still die, and go to hell. I bless your heart. I'm going to tell you some things in our day today that's not of being free of our people.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
One of them's hell. The other's the cross. The other one is the new birth. The other one is, thank God, Jesus.
Yeah.
Bless It's just failing to be preached in our day to day. How we're going down and say, preacher, I preach me something to make me happy. Anything in that Word of God ought to make you happy. I bless your heart. You know in this Bible, for every one time, that Jesus mentioned heaven, he mentioned hell 13 times. For every one verse, you'll find in this Bible, where God is speaking about being saved, you'll find 90 verses telling you how to live. We want part of it, but we don't want it all, David. I'm going to tell you something. This is something that you had better be sure of. You remember you used to go to school. You fail a test. How times they let you take it over. Amen. But when you draw that last breath, and they put you in the cold ground, how you come out and stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, how to be judged. Thank God there's not going to be no second trial, no taking it over. Amen. You're going to stand there just as you are and give an account to the God of this world. You're going to give an account for your life.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You better get it nailed down.
Listen.
Yes, sir.
You better make sure if there ain't a lot of things in your life that you ain't sure about, you might get by with it. But you better be sure and very sure. Thank God that your sins has been remitted under the blood of the Lamb of God. Amen. Thank God the Bible teaches us. And who cares if I go to hell? Well, I'm going to tell you one. It's you. Amen. I got a piece of paper to have. A preacher sent me. I'll make sure y'all, some of y'all, a copy of it. It showed where them judges were deciding. Thank God about how this homosexual hog flop messes are going on today. And this man was standing out in the front of the building with a devil suit on, with a rainbow. Amen. Only for a tail. And he's standing there holding a sign. And the sign said plainly, hell is going to be fabulous. I thought you suffer. How you just hang around. How can you go? How your last breath. How you'll find out how fabulous hell is. How long has it been since you heard a message just preached on hell?
Bless him, God.
You know what will make you live right? Get born again. Get the fear of God in your heart. You know what made me down do a lot of things, Freddie, and I was growing up without getting to do? That's a part of my day because I had a fear.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It was a referential fear. I know as long as I've done what he said, he'd do anything in the world for me. But I know if he told me something, how to do it and I didn't do it, hang on the wrath of my day.
Yes, sir.
I would fall on me. Thank God the wrath of God is going to fall on you. If you don't get a nail on
Amen.
Me and Brother Terry Pace were talking one day last week. I said, this year,
God is love, God is love, God is love, God is love. You know, that's all you can hear today.
Uh-huh.
I said, I've heard it till I'm about ready to puke.
Amen.
God is love. That Bible says so. Thank God, but God said, He said, I said before you lie. Hey, God is good. Evil and death.
Yes,
he said, choose life at that. Days may be long upon the earth.
Yeah.
You know what's going to declare your destiny? It's which one you chose.
Yeah.
Hey, man, God put it there and give you a choice.
Yeah.
You choose to live like hell. And when you stand before Him, all His wrath is going to be kindled, and He'll throw you right straight into hell.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't believe God will send nobody to hell. If you wanted to go, which way would you go?
Listen.
Which way would you start to walk if you just said, I'm going to walk off into hell? Which way would you go?
Listen.
And I'm going to tell you something else. When you got there, you couldn't get in because Jesus got key to it. God bless your heart. Amen. Who cares? If you go to hell, you do. Amen. You read that book. How we all time talking about how we love the promises of God. How many times do you ever sit down and read Luke 16 and find out the promise? How that God's died for them that know not God has not been born again.
Yeah, come on.
God bless
you. God help us.
Bless
who cares if I go to hell? You do.
Sure.
You just read that right there. You know that rich man was a religious man.
Mm-hmm.
He might have been the one who bought all the stuff for the playground at the church. I don't know.
Come on.
We're getting more churches today. I just got more Six Flags over Jesus buildings around and we got church. Amen. Thank God bless your sweet name, Lord. God ready to put His house. I'm down to be a playhouse. This is a house of prayer.
Yeah.
This is a place. I'll be treated holy. If you don't get right with God, are you going to find out just why hell is really like? Preacher friend of mine that did live in North Carolina and moved over to Nashville 4 or 5 years ago, he is a burning a brush heap. He said he burned, he said the fire, looked like he'd gone out to do a little simmering. Said he took that with a bucket and dashed that gas on there. And his wolf back and just burnt all the hair off his face. Amen. Off his forehead, so on and so forth. I found it out and I had to pick that in just a little bit. I phoned his house and asked him, Dale, I said, after you got burnt like that, are you going to preach any harder on hell than you've been at it? He said, just as quick as I can get back to the pulpit, that's the first message I'm going to preach. And friend, he said, you do not. You do not. You do not. I want to go to hell. God said it'd be better. I'd have pluck out your eyes. I'll cut off your hand. I'll cut off your foot. And have all your members. And wind up in hellfire.
Amen.
Bless you, Mojo.
Now you care.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Amen. This world's making a joke out of hell today.
Uh-huh.
And the church is just about it.
Yes, sir.
You ever get still and just study about it? You ever study about it enough to make it question if you really got everything right?
Bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you.
J.D. can't tell you whether you got it right or not.
No.
Though we've got a lot of them around here that will.
Come on, man. Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
Come on.
Yeah.
Bless him.
They'll get that Romans 10, 9 and 10. Get down here at this altar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say, do you believe that? Well, yeah, you're saved. Hogwash. I tell you, when you get saved, it's when the Holy Ghost comes to you and convicts your heart. And makes you see how yourself, how filthy, vile, unclean, how it's going to stir you, how plain that ever lived on earth. And he draws you out of the Calvary. They some sitting right here, I'll guarantee you tonight that it is not sure.
Come on,
guys. You've not got it sure. But you better get it anchored down, get it tied down right.
Yeah, bless you.
You better have when you lay down tonight, as you can tell God, if I don't wake my eyes up in the morning right here, thank God I'm ready. Boy, I'm getting hooked. Older I get, the more I think of it. Hallelujah. I didn't even think about that. Every day it goes by, man, I'm thinking about it. I thought about what God was talking about, them promises and things. And there's going to be a lot of people ain't going to see them. My preacher ain't going to draw their last breath. Ain't going to die. And they're going to meet God. I'm a force fulfilled.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's about 2 months ago. From up above Chattanooga. He said there's 4 or 5 kids up in the yard playing, running, playing. Little girl, 8-year-old, was running, just having a good time. Dropped dead.
Yep. Lacey.
Your days is numbered and God holds the number.
Yes,
amen.
I may outlive everyone in this building. Or I may be the first one to leave.
Yeah.
Bless him.
Yeah.
But when you come back, I told my wife and daughter, I said there's one thing that I do want, or two things that I do want in my casket when they go to bury me. I said, I want old King James Bible in there. I said, I want to put a fork in one of my hands. You say, preacher, what's that fork for? You go to the cafe, they clean your table off, and only leave the fork because it's fixing to bring the dessert.
Yeah.
I can come around and look at me, and I'm going to testify and tell you. My sin is gone! My sin is gone!
Bless the Lord.
Ain't no way I preach all this night.
Bless him.
You care.
Yes, sir.
If you go to hell. And the church cheers.
Yeah.
I said the church cheers. I didn't say the body of people. I said the church cheers.
Blessing God.
They tell me y'all had a good one here last night. Made me feel good just to have to hear about it. But there is time when we all be still and hear the Word of God.
You're exactly right.
I didn't find that in the Scripture where they told several times over the Old Testament, just be still and hear the Word of the Lord.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You do not want to go to hell.
You're right.
Amen.
The church here.
Yeah.
Lacey.
I preached a message at home here a while back. When God mercy turns into hell.
Lacey.
I told about my youngest sister. Wicked as Sodom and Gomorrah herself. Been married about a half a dozen times, shacked up with I don't know how many of them, but it just so happened when she broke a couple of fatal sickness with the things she lived in Berseth.
Lacey. Every morning.
I went to the hospital to see her down here in Gadsden, Alabama. Sometimes we don't need to show too much compassion when people get in that kind of situation. Went down to see her. She had passed out, went out of here. And I know she is lost without God. I went home, baby, began to pray. God, wake her up just long enough for me to go back and talk to her just one more time before she leaves here. Next morning, my phone rang and they said she's awake. Amen. Here knows everything. I jumped in my car and I headed to Gets and I just broke the speed. That's exactly what I've done. I went to Gets and I walked in that hospital teacher's car and I looked her eyeball to eyeball. I said, you know, good way. You're fixing to die. And you're fixing to burn hell wide open. If you don't do something about it. And tears begin to roll out of them eyes. She couldn't talk. Amen to God that night. How the nurses said. She cried all night. I couldn't get her to sleep. I cried all night. She had a tube that broke her talk. I didn't know what was going on, but I did. The next morning, a smile on my face. I said, Seth, did you get it straight out? Hallelujah! I'm telling you right now, sometimes it pays just to tie her down. The church here.
Amen.
I care if every one of you guys go to hell.
God bless you. Bless you.
Saturday, I was talking to two boys over our back. Half of them had a can of beer in their hand. While I'm talking to them, I care about their soul.
Yeah. Amen, sir. Bless them all. Bless you.
Both of them know. I done preached to them and talked to them enough. Thank God, but they're just a rebellious crowd today. I'm going to have what I want. When you get to God, you may get what you don't want.
Blessing God.
Now the preacher's here. You know, people get mad at the preacher, kill him, or run him off, do whatever. When he gets down and begins to scatter your toys, you start on such things as Facebook, computer on that cell phone, playing on the bluff playing with everything in the world. Come on, man. Sitting out at the house, how your head stuck in that television, never pick up the word of God and read it. Amen.
Bless
you, God.
Amen.
Bless you. Come on. I show them we'll cure a whole lot of them. And I take a study to show myself approved unto God, a worm that needeth not to be ashamed of rightness that abides the word of God. Here's a man make a statement one time. He said, I was watching television, just come Mr. Shouting. I never did find that channel when I had one. Amen. Come on, man. You know, that thing has been the destruction of a lot of lives. That's a teaching boy, help us, Lord. I'm teaching our children all kinds of ungodliness, promoting sodomy, promoting nudeness, promoting everything in the world, pumping it out in your living room. Amen. I bless your heart, and then get mad at the preacher because he preached it again. But he cares for you.
Bless
you. What channel do you watch, preacher? I don't have one in the house.
Yeah.
Sitting out on the front porch. A couple of years ago, one evening, I had a little handheld phone there, and the wrong phone company. Said, "How, are you pleased with your service you're getting out of the phone?" I said, "I reckon so. I ain't been complaining about it." Say, "Well, what about your television reception? Been bringing a cable in here?" I said, "I don't have one of them God-forsaken things." I said, "Well, what about getting a cable in there and getting your computer if I don't have one of them ungodly things?" I said, "What do you do to pass off time?" I said, "I'll sit here and just worship the Lord and read the Word of God. Amen. If you don't want to go home with, I'm for the quick." Amen. What a way with that old time. All the prayer home. Amen. Thank you. Of God before you go to bed. I'll get your family around and read the Word of God and pray.
Listen,
Pastor. Listen, the preacher here, that's why I'm preaching the way I'm preaching. If you want to get one, put in that recording in your room, help yourself. I ain't going to come over and get them out.
Listen.
I'm just trying to tell you. I was born in 1943. We moved out here from Georgia when I was about 3 years old. Black Oak Church up there, Mount Moriah Church, it had a summer revival. And people gathered around, there'd be more people, David, on the outside than there was the inside.
Now,
y'all think I'm keeping your smile off your face? They'd gather around, whole sinners, bootleggers, come around to hear the Word of God. You know, like I said about this other day, you correct me if I'm wrong. Times at the end wouldn't come unless I come upon them way first. You know, sinners used to come hear the Word of God, then get around, and they fell away. Now the church is falling away. But somewhere along about 48 or 49, the first television come in the community where I live at.
Lacey.
That place is right home, you ask Austin.
Lacey.
I live anywhere. They're open. But about 48, 49, the first television come in that country. And the elderly people used to gather around outside the church, go to this widow woman's house, and she'd move that thing out on the front porch, and there all the community would gather around to watch that television. Then you know what happened with her black coat? The crowd disappeared. Don't tell me that if things ain't having its day. The preacher cares. He preaches to you and tells you that the wages of sin is death. And the Bible says in Matthew, chapter 1, and verse 21, I believe it said, "She shall conceive and bring forth a child. They shall call him Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins."
Amen, sir. Yes, sir.
He didn't save me in mine. I'm going to tell you what, when Holy Ghost conviction gets on you just right, you're tired of him.
Yeah.
I got tired of mine.
Yes, sir.
My Lord, help the preacher here. And God cared.
Yes, he did.
Yes, sir.
God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten Son.
Thank you, Lord.
That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yeah.
Thank God, you just think about the love of God. Looking down at a sin cursed world,
yeah,
just like we are.
Yeah.
Ain't there one of us worth a soul that goes in our grave?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You think nobody don't care why you go to hell or not?
Come on.
Come on, guys.
Thank you.
Matter of fact, God cared enough about you to let somebody build this building right here and let you be here tonight to hear what I'm saying.
Right.
Right. You ain't here by happenstance. You might not be back the rest of the week, but you're not here by happenstance tonight. I'm going to tell you, if you'll read this, and you'll read it close, hell is an awful place. And you wait till about the end of June or whatever. You fix to see that scripture and Psalms come to pass where the wicked shall be turned into hell,
yeah,
and all nations that forget God.
Yeah,
yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
Man, you ain't seen nothing yet, Tony.
Yes.
If you look in Ezekiel, amen, about Sodom and Gomorrah, first thing was pride. Amen, then fool is the brain.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear nothing from the poor.
Right.
Then he said they coming out and committed the abomination.
Right.
In other words, they turned to Sodom. And God said, I destroyed them as I saw fit.
Yeah.
And then America is itching.
Yes, sir.
You ever notice the style of Hollywood today? If it gets a high, God, get off of that. But if you ever see it, some kind of wild dress clothes on television, you can go next Sunday, somebody in church will have it on. Where's the Holy Ghost at? Where's the teacher the Bible said he'd teach you? Amen. It didn't take him no 20 years to get me. I'd have put on a shirt when I got saved. Now, did you drop enough wear short breeches?
Bless you.
Bless you, Lord.
Bless your heart, brother.
Bless your heart, brother.
Come on.
Bless you, Lord.
God cares. Jesus cares.
Yes, he does.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
Can you just picture in your mind what the darling Son of God went through to pay for your sins?
Come on. Bless
you, Jesus. Yes,
sir. Bless you, Lord.
I'm aware of that message. I had to preach that church of that last message of Jesus Christ they were preaching. I seen some more in there, didn't you? The last message that Jesus Christ ever preached. They beat him. They tore his flesh off of him.
Bless him.
They say even his entrails was hanging out. I mean, tore all to pieces. In every one of the Gospels except one records he bore his cross. But this particular one said there's one Simeon standing by and they put the cross on him.
Yeah. Right.
And he going up through there and God bearing that cross and they begin to weep.
Yeah.
And weep. And you know what, why they put that on Simeon? Because he stopped and he turned around.
Yeah.
He couldn't have turned around on that cross. He turned around and preached his last message. Weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and your children. Hallelujah, the last message. How Jesus preached. I'd love for you to weep. I'm for you, Seth. I'm for you, children.
Bless you, God.
I mean, you hear stupid people say, and I didn't say stupid.
Listen.
People said they had to hold him while they nailed him to the cross.
Listen.
He laid down on that cross, popped one hand out there, popped the other hand out there across his feet. You know, they grit his teeth when they drove him. Tears probably run out of his eyes. But he did have enough in him to say, Father, forgive him, for they know not what they do.
Amen.
My sins were hung on him. Your sins were hung on him.
Amen.
Your sins were hung on him. Your sins were hung on him.
Yes,
hallelujah. Thank God you say nobody cares. I go to hell. Jesus cares.
Why do you go to hell?
Bless him, Bill.
Yes, he does.
Yes, sir. He just said, human mind can't think.
Bless him.
What that man went through. So, Raymond Cook always had a saying, I live to be 100 years old, I'll never forget. I like it. He said quite often.
Listen.
He said there's a board meeting in heaven before the world ever started.
Yeah.
Amen. He said God's Father said I'm going to make them.
Yeah.
But they're going to fall.
Yeah.
And said Jesus looked over and said, Father, how you make them, how they fall, and I'll go by them back. And the Holy Ghost sitting over beside him looked at Jesus and looked at the Father. Father, you make them. Jesus, you buy them. And I'll go get them.
Yeah.
And bring them home. Hallelujah. I bless your heart. I'm of the Trinity. I'm God. And love of the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm a redeemer. I'm a good soul.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
Bless him. Amen.
Well, I got to admit, I didn't think it was in there.
Amen.
I was hoping one of these preachers would get stirred up. Amen. But I'm telling you right now, there's more people cares about you going to hell. Obama may not care. But let me, you mind if I drop this in? Better keep your mouth off of him. He's God's servant.
Bless
now you look
funny.
You go back to Jeremiah and you find Nebuchadnezzar was wicked as hell itself.
Yeah.
And God said that Nebuchadnezzar, my servant.
Right. Yes, sir.
And he took him, went and got the children of Israel, and carried them into captivity down in Babylon. How do you know what Obama is? He's a servant of God. How to pass judgment on this God forsaken, Christ denying, Holy Ghost rejecting, Bible denying crowd, how that we're living in the day. God sent him there and a judge us.
Come on, Jake.
Bless him, Lord.
You might have been better off if you got somebody else. There ain't nothing in the White House but a bunch of God haters. But you know what God said to them? Pray for them. You know what would help more than anything for church to pray for itself? We'll get our house set in order. You know, I read one time in the Bible, I believe it was Nebuchadnezzar. No, Nehemiah, I believe it was. Amen. When Sennacherib wrote a letter to me, and God told him, oh, God won't deliver you. Not the rest of these, God won't deliver them. And he didn't will your God. Amen. Everybody sitting around wringing their hands today. I'm wondering what's going on. How did I read where they took that letter? How came in Isaiah carrying out the house of God? I laid that thing down on the altar, man. I said, God, there it is. How do you read it? You know what God does? He sent an angel. I flew 189,000 miles. How do you know God? I know the bit of his power. It will repent. It's time to go.
Turn this nation around.
Sure, man.
Help us,
Lord.
You know what we've got? Good church case of churchism.
Bless him, Lord.
I would like to sometimes get in the book of Genesis and read something about God's character. Genesis 2 and 24 shows his character about marriage.
Yeah.
Genesis 1. On the sixth day, God saw everything was finished and good. The seventh day, his character showed us what the seventh day was good for. Seventh day, he set it aside, sanctified it, and rested from all his labor. Preacher, you trying to get us back on the law? That was a long time for Moses and the Lord.
This is the character of God we're talking about.
Amen. You can get down in there in Genesis chapter 1. How you'll find there in the beginning when he said, let there be light, and there was light. It was not the sun. It wasn't the moon. It wasn't the star. And he said, this was how the first day. When did he create how the sun, moon, and star? On the fourth day. How you know what that first one was? How that was good and evil. Christ. How was the tree of life? And the tree of knowledge. Standing right there. Amen. And they chose darkness rather than light. And got yourself to fall from grace.
Amen.
I've got a hush.
Bless him.
God don't want nobody to go to hell. Holy Ghost don't want nobody to go to hell. And the lost don't want nobody to go to hell. If you don't believe it, you just read that to that rich man. My oldest sister died, hardest person that I ever run up on my life. If you ever mention God on her, she'd get you like a stone. But I'd say right now, Freddie, she's down there, if she'd been old, could see me, she'd say, brother, tell him. Brother, tell him! Thanks be unto God, don't come to this awful place. He said, I got five brothers. This is a sinner in hell.
Yes, sir.
Go back and tell them. This day come out of this awful place. Sinners in heaven tonight. It's crime. I'm telling you, I'm going to get right with God before you get to hell.
Amen. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
It's got to be a joke in our day.
Yes.
But hell just is real. Bible said it was enlarging itself.
Yes.
Day by day. God help us. Sinners here. If you could just go. Oscar.
Mom and Daddy, my grandpa and grandma, my uncle was buried at Walker Chapel. Me and my wife went over Saturday morning and put down some flyers. Mom and Daddy, I don't know about. I had an uncle said he made things right before he got. I'm living on, I hope that he made things right. Yeah. But I went out there my grandpa's and grandma's grave, stuff, flower on Freddy. And there's something on the inside of me that began to stir. He's in hell tonight. Grandma, in hell tonight.
Well, Jay.
You say, preacher, you gone to judge, and I know the man.
Listen.
He could cuss a half a day, he never say the same word twice. And he died up from the very day that he died. He died when I was 11 years old. Amen. Just a few minutes before he died, he was cussing. I just like a sailor. I walked out there with that cemetery that day and I just wondered if right now everyone in here that was lost could stand up. Amen. And testify to the rest of these folks. I wonder what they'd say. I tell you, say don't go to hell. Don't go to hell. Don't go to hell. Don't go to hell. Don't go to hell.
Listen, please,
you're right. It's yours.
Listen,
I said, hush on that.
Listen.
Turn it back over to you.
Listen.
There's more people cares about your soul than you think they are. Amen. God help us. Come on, JDC.